WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In 1955, at the age of 53, Marian Anderson became the first Black artist to sing at the Metropolitan Opera. It was the latest in a long line of moral triumphs. In 1936, she sang at the White House. But 3 years later, the DAR wouldn't let her use Constitution Hall. Eleanor Roosevelt resigned from the DAR, and Anderson gave her concert at the Lincoln Memorial instead. The virulence of American prejudice can be measured against what a great artist Anderson was. You can hear the voice that Arturo Toscanini said comes once in 100 years on a new album on the British Pearl label, 22 selections made between 1927 and 1937, when Anderson was at the height of her vocal powers. Almost every aspect of Anderson's wide range is represented. Her concerts usually began with Handel and ended with spirituals, and so does this disc. Oratorio and art songs were more important in her career than opera, since concert halls had fewer restrictions against Black singers than opera houses. So along with the opera arias, there are eloquent versions of Bach and Handel, Italian art songs, Schubert, Schumann, and Brahms. Anderson's youthful voice had a lightness and flexibility that might be a surprise to anyone used to the more veiled sound she emphasized later. Listen to her charming way with Schubert's Die Forelle, The Trout, recorded in 1936. Anderson's more familiar qualities were in her voice from the very beginning. That wide-ranging but seamless, velvety tone, the impeccable diction in many languages, her great dignity. She didn't sing a repertory that allowed her much flamboyance. More work in opera might have encouraged her to let herself go a little more. But in everything she sang, even a chestnut like Schubert's Ave Maria, you can hear the throbbing urgency of her phrasing, her absolute sincerity of feeling and honesty of technique. One of my favorite selections on this album is a song I never associated with Anderson, Martini's Plaisir d'Amour. The joys of love are gone in a moment. The pain of love lasts a whole life long. It would be hard to find a more gravely melancholy version. The album includes two Finnish folk songs, a reminder of Anderson's great popularity in Scandinavia, and her warm association with her accompanist, Kosti Fahanen, and with one of her great admirers, Jean Sibelius. And of course, there are the spirituals. 5 selections here, and they are marvelous. Uninhibited, sometimes even comic, yet always with that same combination of urgency and serenity. When she drops into that contralto profundo, it's like being offered a direct path to the center of the earth, the source from which all music flows.
Marian Anderson singing Deep River. Lord Schwartz's classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a collection of early Anderson recordings on the Pearl label.